On to movie business now and our weekly digest of what critics are saying about new film releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
First up in wide release is John Travolta reprising one of his most popular characters, Chili Palmer, from the hit 1995 comedy Get Shorty. This time around in Be Cool, the former gangster turned movie producer Chili grows bored with cinema and decides to get into the music business, which apparently has more gangsters in it than The Sopranos. The film also stars Uma Thurman, Vince Vaughn, and Cedric the Entertainer.
The next time you send someone over to kill me, make sure I'm home.
Most of the nation's critics enjoyed the performances, but like many sequels, found it to be a pale copy of the original. The New York Times says Be Cool is running on empty, fueled by nothing more than the faintest of vapors left over from Get Shorty. And the New Yorker gripes it's lazy, rhythmless, and redundant. But the Hollywood Reporter calls it entertaining, a frivolous cocktail rather than a vintage wine, and Newsday agrees, chirping Be Cool is jolly, goofy fun. Next is Vin Diesel in the family comedy The Pacifier. That's right, for those of you who have been waiting for the action star of The Fast and the Furious and Triple X to play a nanny, well, your weekend is set. Diesel plays Shane Wolf, a tough Navy SEAL assigned to protect five out-of-control kids.
Please tell me that was the duck.
Although there aren't many raves, some critics kind of like this film. The New York Times found it to be chipper and occasionally clever, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution nods in agreement. A nice little Disney film that is a surprisingly pleasant way to spend time with the family. But Newsday begs to differ, finding it a frenzied, cumbersome tangle of potty jokes, and the Dallas Morning News shouts that The Pacifier is a comic train wreck consisting of limp dialogue, predictable plot twist, and elaborate sight gags that fall flat. Last up also in wide release is the psychological horror thriller The Jacket. It's about the terror that any one of us have experienced when we've realized we've left our jacket behind in a restaurant. Oh wait, that's not this movie. That's what happened to me last night. Sorry, but it was scary. Anywho, this film focuses on a war veteran thrown into a mental institution after being convicted of a horrible murder he may or may not have committed. Adrian Brody and Keira Knightley star.
You think there's something wrong with me?
You're a little underweight.
Maybe I'm working it off in my dreams.
The critics seem split on this one. Many love the creepy visuals, but a few question the plot twist. Too littered with loose ends and huh moments to work as the edgy sci-fi thriller romance it wants to be, complains the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. But the Orlando Weekly says it's an admirable experiment in psychological science fiction, and the Hollywood Reporter calls it a mesmerizing mind-blower. Don't get me started on those mind-blowers. First thing in the morning, you're sound asleep, and it's not like they even pick up your thoughts. They just blow them around.
Slate Summary Judgment from Mark Jordan Ligon. He's a writer living in Los Angeles.